Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Handy tools. Don't you just love them? Here's the deal though. In order to pull this wide distribution off, you can't just take one of your worksheets and send it out. We have to make some changes. And some of those changes could be bigger than we think. The biggest adjustment is subtle and easy to miss. Many of us assume that folks know our work, which they do because our processes and exercises are part of a book or a course. They're part of a speech. There's context around them. So what we have to do is to retool these so folks who don't have that context can still benefit. In other words, what we distribute has to stand on their own. Again, very easy to miss. Here's an idea. Ask a colleague or family member, someone who doesn't know your work, to take a look at what you're going to give away. Can they do this? Can they follow along without reading your book or taking your course? Can they follow the instructions and answer the questions without knowing your work? This needs a pair of fresh eyes to do right. Another thing to think about, your verbiage. When folks are familiar with our work, we don't have to use what I call magic words, those phrases that really stick in their minds. That's because the tool is part of a larger process. This situation is different, though. It's an introduction, a gateway to your work. So you want that process to stick and be used. You want the user to try it out and think, whoa, this works great, and keep on practicing. So go through the tool of the process and upgrade the labels and the language. You want simple, concise, but punchy. Like most tools, we can't just throw what we already have out there and hope for the best. We need to adjust and change our material for a new audience, folks who don't know us but need to. Again, it's okay to ask for help on this. Don't try this alone. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.